feel safe in assuming at this point, by the way. I think we can make a reasonable assumption at this juncture that we have outgrown the lovely city of La Center, Washington.
Yes,
that's
I would
a pretty
think
wise
that's
assumption.
Correct, yes.
I think I may be going out on a limb.
No, I think there's no limb left to go out on.
No limb, no room, no bar. I think any objective assessment of this situation right now would indicate that we've reached a sort of critical mass, I think.
That we're perhaps, bulging at the seams.
Yeah. That perhaps begs for a larger venue.
Please excuse our dust as we expand.
Come visit us in our new location. We've lost our lease. All right. I don't know what you call the strongest voice today. It's just an embarrassing series of peeps and whistles. So, you know, you just... I'll be having some tea later so I can further emasculate myself.
Nothing wrong with having tea. It's good for you.
I'm just saying. It's 3 minutes and 58 seconds after the hour 12, and this is the month of October, New Year of Our Lord, 2003. Thank you for coming by. It's the Rick Emerson Show, live from the studios of Hot Talk 1080 KFTK in beautiful downtown Portland, Oregon. We appreciate you coming by. We're here with Sarah Dillon, F. Matt Peterson, Tim Riley in the KFTK newsroom. Coming up later on today, I'll be committing suicide in public, so I don't have to go through the rest of the show with his voice. Jim Roop from Los Angeles is going to be here. CNN radio correspondent Jim Roop, I think we're going to try to get him to weigh in on the fire. I know it's spreading into some... There's some brand new neighborhood that's being threatened now, so we're going to do our best to corral Jim Roop about that. Peter Carlin, TV critic from The Oregonian, is going to be with us today. We'll be giving you, you know, for the, I don't know, 97% of the people... that were shoved in the back and not able to see it. We'll be recapping large sections of last night's listener party, Halloween Hangover. If you were one of the lucky five that were able to actually have a glimpse of the stage, it'll all be a bit redundant, but you're just going to have to work with us on this. Let's see, what else? Yeah, so today's top five coming your way as well later. Top five moments from last night's listener party. And I think I'll just go out and get a random homeless guy off the street to continue the rest of the show for me so I don't have to... Let's go eat some sandpaper and take care of this. Anyway, it's 503-250-1080 in Portland or 1-800-727-5955. 503-250-1080 in Portland or 1-800-727-5955. We're moments away from Tim Riley in the KOTK newsroom. But first, the man who knew how to rock a party, yo, last night... It's the low radio gangster. It's Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
Yo, it's time for Rick Emerson. It must be new. How did 21 hours tick away so soon? Turn off the TV, hands off my radio, damn it. I gotta hear Rick's thesis on what's wrong with the planet. I'm stuck on I-5 and better get used to chilling, cause it's all backed up. I got the traffic through Sarah Dillon. I'm mad about the traffic, and just because of that, I'ma call up the show and sponsor an F-Mat. Clyde Lewis is the man, and don't forget that. I don't know what he does, but his name sounds fat. Jolie from the front desk is unstoppable. Find out how chicks think, yo, that's impossible. I better come up with a gig like a threesome I never did. Then Rick will get my song and play it for all the kids. But if not, you never know that this record was ever made. He's a radio gangster and he's got to get paid. Cause he's the radio gangster.
Yeah.
And he's not having it. The radio gangster.
Yeah.
And he's not having it. The radio gangster.
Yeah.
Not just news, it's news with Tim Riley, live from the newsroom of Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
legend continues as Mitchell Bickford is arrested again.
That's a good way to end the week.
After allegedly defrauding homeowners in Washington, Utah, and Oregon for years with the illegal home repair scams, he's now in jail in Tacoma. Victims were usually elderly. The arrest is from an ongoing multi-state investigation. It was led by the Construction Board's Special Investigative Unit. Bickford is wanted in Oregon on warrants totaling more than $1 million. They say he's suspected of having scammed homeowners in Linn, Marion, Lincoln, Mayer counties. Victims told investigators they usually felt intimidated by Mitchell Bickford when he would ask for more money than agreed to. Just pay him off so he'd leave.
If you want to know, by the way, if you want to know exactly who it is we're talking about that's doing said scamming, you want to go to rickemerson.com. It's what we call the splash page there at the front. It says, welcome. Boy, I just sound like the worst thing that's ever existed today, don't I? I don't think I've ever sounded this bad. Can I just tell you the last time I sounded this bad on the air? The last time I sounded this bad, not that I'm bitter about it, was in January of 2001 when I had just the worst. I had a throat infection that was like, I sounded like Richard Nixon. I came in, muscled it out, loaded down on medication, filling myself all the antibiotics. Came in 2001 doing this, just totally played through the pain 4 days, and it was, of course, the same week they fired me. So, it was nice of them not to say, no, take some time off. We're firing you anyway. No, come on in and punish your immune system, completely punish your vocal cords, just so we can blow you out on a Thursday. Yeah, appreciate that.
Hey, you sound like one of those KGON announcers.
Coming up later on, it's a classic three-play with Deep Purple ahead. I'm John... whatever.
Holmes.
I'm Long John, whatever. Insert the zany classic rock DJ name.
Bill McKay St. John.
I really do. I got that thing because here's the thing about DJs. They're not all that bright, and they all start smoking because it's going to give them the radio voice, so they all start loading up on Camel Straits when they're about 18 or 19, but they don't really realize that once you start that's just sort of a thing you continue doing forever, until by the time they get to be 50, man, they all just sound like they've been gargling with razor blades. I kind of got that going on. See, I'll be better by Monday. They're going to sound this way forever. Coming up later on, it's a whole lot of lead at 8 o'clock. Anyway, so if you want to see, though, who we've been scammed by here in Oregon, Washington, and, to no one's surprise, Utah, go to rickemerson.com. There's really the definitive Mitchell Bickford picture right there. We haven't altered it or faked it up in any way. That really is the man who was smart enough to defraud probably hundreds of people in three different states. That guy was able to outsmart dozens and dozens of people out of their money.
And he was at our party last night.
He hosted the party.
Big ups to Rob from the House of Rick, by the way. Came as a very convincing Mitchell Bickford. So many props to him. We'll do a complete list of thank yous.
I wonder how much money he collected in the parking lot.
I don't know, but I got to tell you. But I mean, I'm surprised we only had one guy dressed as Mitchell Bickford. I thought it would. I thought it was like a party craze that would sweep the nation. But no.
Well, plenty of treats, but no tricks here on this Halloween as we talk about those rosy cheeks out there in the metro area after we were whipped by high winds. Did you know? It was 49 degrees below zero, thanks to that wind chill atop Mount Hood this morning. It is true. And some other problems around here. Gordon and Lori Reynolds, who live in northeast Portland, were awakened this morning by a tree collapsing on their car.
The car alarm.
And then what?
And then I looked out the window and saw what set it off. My mountain ash was laying across my daughter's car.
Oh, that is too bad. Yet, Lori finds a silver lining in all this.
We're glad it's not raining.
Well, okay, when life gives you wind. Man, that wind outside was just cutting into you like a knife this morning. I'll be honest, I drove, man. My ass got in my car, I cut my Nissan, and I drove. It's not weird. God. So we'll do a whole the post-mortem on this later. But so we go last night. The party... What else can be said about last night's listener party? We started a little late, though, because there was some traffic. There was an accident on the interstate, so the limo that had... We went in the hearse. Me, Sarah, Christina, Kristen. We all went in the hearse. So we got there on time, but we wanted to make it into the big entrance with the Tennessee girls. So we were running about 15 minutes late because we needed the limo to get there. The limo, which was 61080 girls, Trey, and the low. Trey, who, of course... Trey Yant, former sales weasel of KOTK and now once again sales weasel at Fisher Broadcasting. Trey, of course, just came as himself. Trey just came as a pimpin' sales guy. But there's Trey and the Low and the 1080 girls. They're stuck on the highway. They finally get there 15 minutes late. And so everything ended up going a little bit later than it was supposed to. The party, I know, went like, I mean, I don't really care. It was a great time. We always hang out like 90 minutes after the party's done. You know, anyway, we never go home on time. But it was even later last night. And then, of course, we realized that Matt and I are responsible for loading and unloading all of the equipment. So there's Matt and I and Rob from the House of Rick lifting 700,000 pounds of musical equipment into a van. We go to leave. We realize that two of the listeners have missed the bus and then have to hitch a ride home with us in the hearse. One trying the entire way not to vomit. The other one just doing that past. Why is it that people who've been drinking snore at like three times the volume of any normal human snoring? You know what I mean? There's like regular snoring, and then there's the snoring of Jack Daniels, which is just, I mean, it rattles the freaking windows. So we get back here, we have to unload all the equipment, and so then I don't even know what time I got home. I just got home way too late. And whatever time I got home, it felt like it was about 4 hours later than that.
Well, I dropped you off to your place about a quarter after one. And by the time I got back to my place after dropping Rob off and everything, I think it was just before two.
Seriously. And so I woke up this morning and I just felt like someone had spent the entire night working me over with a leather sap. It was just terrible. So I'm all this morning. I get up and I like zip up my bike. I got to pull over my bike, my gloves, and I've got my running shorts on. I'm getting on the bicycle. I open the door and I wheel the bicycle out the front door of my house, and I get right outside the front door and I feel that wind. I was like, hell no. Oh, no. No, I don't think so. And the bike just went right back inside, and my ass went and got in the car and turned on the heater.
You're lucky, because I left my car parked here overnight, and I was all ready to get in my car this morning. I'm like, crap, it's at the station.
Oh, God. I have never. And the thing is, Lara takes the car, like, you know, like many, many days out of the week, the car is gone. It's always a crapshoot. But it was one of those days where I'm like, you open the windows, and I'm like, please, Jesus, in the name of all that's holy, please let me. And you open, there's the car, and it was like sweet tears of relief.
You heard the angels, aha!
Yeah, it's like, I would, there's no way. I'd be doing the show from my bathtub. There's no way. I wouldn't have come in. All right, here's Tim Riley.
Well, who's in for trick-or-treating tonight? Rioting has plagued the University of Oregon in Halloween's past. Tonight, there'll be an array of non-alcoholic events, much to the delight of the co-eds. At least we'll take a hard line to any monkey business.
Our hope is that we won't have problems. We're going to take some reasonable and prudent steps. We're bringing in additional staffing who will engage in high-visible, high-profile patrols in the area.
Sounds like you went to the listener party last night.
Yeah, the listener party last night was a non-alcoholic event for most people, too.
Uh-huh. Well, for the young and young at heart, here's some sage advice for trick-or-treaters from the authorities.
Never go into the home of a stranger. Child goes up to a home and somebody invites him inside, unless you know that person personally, bad idea.
Might be molested by some soccer coach or something, so please.
Allegedly. Yeah. Rick, when you first came on today, I thought you were a tape and the cart machine was losing a bearing. What the hell is wrong with your voice? Buy some chloroseptic, at least one. Do we have any chloroseptic?
You have some on your desk.
Sweet. All right, I'm going to go get a load up on that. Your faithful listener and newly discovered claustrophobic, James. There you go. Here's Tim Riley in the KOTK newsroom.
Well, we've had glue sniffing, buzzing gas, even the wheelie bin burning, but now all the kids are climbing on lampposts to get high on neon streetlights. Yes, youngsters are risking death by climbing up lampposts, breaking the light open, and sniffing the gas. Police believe the neon-filled bulbs will give them a buzz, but the inert gas has no effect. Instead, they run the risk of lights exploding in their faces. The sodium element inside ignites when it comes into direct contact with damp air or rain. Police fear the craze can lead to severe facial burns or death by falling from a post. Youngsters in Dundee have already targeted 300 lampposts in several city buildings.
In Dundee?
Yeah.
Where is this?
Dundee would be Ireland, wouldn't it?
All right.
10 children as young as 10 years old are involved.
I think that's okay. I mean, you crawl up to the top of a lamp, you break open neon to snort. A little bit of scarring is okay. I think we need to mark those people anyway.
Listen to this. More than 100 Scottish youngsters died between 1990 and 1999, and thousands are placing their lives in risk by sniffing solvents in aerosol cans, glue, lighter fluid, and other necessities.
Well, that's the only reason you make that sort of thing. Not that you don't actually have things you have to solventize or whatever, but I'm just, anybody under the age of 21 that's buying it, you know why he's doing that. I used to work at, I work at the 7-Eleven, and you saw the little Krylon paint cans. And it's like you would get these kids coming in, they're like 16, and they're like, yeah, you know, and it's after last call, and of course, you know, we were really harsh about IDs anyway, so they couldn't buy any booze. And so they would come in and they would just be, I need to take these three cans of Krylon red spray paint, set them down on the counter. And I'd ring them, anything else? Yeah, I need a paper bag or three, you know? So, I mean, there's like a 9 in 10 chance when you see a teenager with a can of spray paint. When you see a teenager holding anything, an apple, a broom, some carpet fibers, he's trying to find a way to get high off of that. It's just it's what they do.
Canadian quarter. An 81-year-old Canadian woman has failed her sixth driving test by reversing into a river. Police in Thunder Bay, Ontario, that's a great name for a town, say the woman was back out of a parking space. She went about 25 yards too far, and her car plunged down a steep embankment into a river. The woman and the examiner managed to climb out of the car shaken, but apparently not hurt. They're a little wet. Police are investigating, but no decision has been made whether or not to file charges.
Except that she's 82. Do we have a cutoff?
What do you mean I didn't pass?
In Oregon, is there a cutoff date for when you can't drive anymore?
No. That I'm aware of.
Yeah. See, my grandfather was one of those guys. He was like, God love him, but he was like 89. You're not going to take away my right to drive. Hey, I can do the old guy voice really well today. I got that down, man. I got the old guy voice swinging today. All right, we do this. We're going to come back with more. It's 503-250-1080 in Portland or 1-800-727-5955. We got more on the way. It's the Rick Emerson Show on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK. Stay there.
It's Rick Emerson, only on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
The Rick Emerson Show welcomes your comments, questions, nude photos, and death threats at Rick Emerson, 2000 Southwest 1st Avenue, Portland, Oregon, 97201. This is Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
I got this from Michael. Rick, Erzer Cheese was fantastic. Kristen and Glory's groping and physical nurturing was stimulating and gave us all plenty of SBM material. Oh, I'm sorry, that's Spank Bank material. Thank you. It's 503-250-1080 in Portland. It's the Rick Emerson Show. It's Friday. Coming up later on today, we get today's top five. Also, Jolie with How Chicks Think. And Peter Carlin, TV critic from the Oregonian. In Portland, it's Mike here on Hot Talk 1080 KFTK. What's up, man?
Hey, Rick. You kind of got that, like, Don Imus thing going on in a little bit.
All I need is the metallic wheeze of the breathing machine next to me.
No. What you need to do is I brought in a bottle of Crown Royal for you guys just as a thank you for the party.
I never saw that.
Yeah, I know. It's because I gave it to Matt. That was my first mistake, so you better rail on that bastard.
He's talking about how it was his, and he's going to drink it all afternoon.
No. I said we got some Coke coming in, so there's Crown and Coke all afternoon. I didn't specify me. It was for everybody.
You said that you were going to drink that to recover from the party. Those were your exact words to me.
Well, yeah. I didn't mean I'm the only one. If I drink that whole damn thing, I'm not going to be running the show very effectively.
That would
be different from a normal day in what way exactly?
Man, I will shut you off.
Hey, Sarah's the one who made the crack about you being single the other day. I was due. It was my turn.
So that was just hell. No, but I kind of regret naming the party Halloween Hangover because there was no way in hell that I was going to have a hangover. It took like 45 minutes to get a friggin' beer to the table.
Oh, man. Can I just tell you, and I will say this, and I say this with the, and we'll talk more about it. We're going to do a whole recap later. But I got to tell you, you know, I always say, you know, I always tell people, I'm like, you know, we have hundreds and hundreds of alcoholic listeners that are going to come out, and they're going to be clamoring for booze. And I think there's some sort of, just a lingering what's the word I'm looking for? There's a lingering view. That's not the word I'm looking for. But I think there's some sort of lingering
stupidity amongst the people in the center.
Well, I think that there is some impression out there that they go, well, it's this AM station. It's some guy that nobody's ever heard of. Nobody's really going to. And I try, I'm always like, dude, there's going to be 1,000 people trying to drink all your beer. You have to. You know what I feel like? I feel like that, I feel like that one teenager in all the 50s horror movies that's going, no, 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 you've got to believe me. There's giant ants up in the hill. And they're like, oh, you crazy kids, get out of here before I lock you up. And there's always the one guy who looks kind of like Rock Hudson, you know, and his girlfriend, and they're trying to warn the people about the imminent danger, and no one listens. That's what we always are, man. It's like we tried to warn Billy Reed's. Billy Reed's, we tried to, we're like, they're going to drink all your beer, you're not going to have any glasses left. I'm like, oh, you crazy, you just get out of here, you know what you're talking about.
You crazy kid, and then, you don't know, you know what you're talking about with your AM radio station.
That's what I'm saying, man, and so when hordes and hordes of alcohol-loving people show up and they're unprepared, man, it's like, we do our best to warn. Sometimes they just have to learn the hard way, you know what
yep.
I mean?
The other thing I think you need to do, you need to educate the people out there more, because I think I was one of the only people, when you asked what you were wearing, I was one of the only people that said Andrew WK. Everybody else is like, the hell is he supposed to be dressed as?
Everybody else thought I was from Jesus Christ Superstar.
Nobody knew who I was either.
Well, you're Jim.
You're
not. Yeah, you were. Yeah, I was gonna say you were just. Yeah, you were just a babe. That's what you were. Although I also would have accepted Dolly Parton as an answer because I got a little Dolly Parton.
I heard that a little bit, minus the breasts.
No, it was a great party.
A resist crude comment. No, it was the thing about Andrew WK, that was actually Sarah and Justin's idea, because I was going to be really boring. I was going to go as a priest, but they suggested Andrew. But the thing is, in a couple of years, everybody's going to be going as Andrew WK, but we'll have set the standard by doing it first.
Exactly. You were the one that did it first, and you did it right.
All right. Maybe next time we'll try to find a smaller, more crowded place to do it, you know, like a closet.
Yeah. Like my bathroom.
Yeah, all right. There you go. There's Mike in Portland. All right. It's 503-25...
What's on the Midnight Album Hour tonight?
Classic album set coming up later on. Judas Priest screaming for vengeance. It's coming up at midnight. Right now, a little Another Brick in the Wall, part two. Yeah, it's on the last day of Rocktober. The 3 for Thursday coming up. It's 107.9. It's Tucson's new rock leader. Yeah, all right.
You know, maybe what happened last night was they were just used to little old ladies with their knitting needles playing gin rummy up there.
That's, you know, that's just a pack of short Asian women coming to play Paigao, you know. But last night was a whole different deal, man. So, yeah, we'll be reading email. We got sound from last night. We've got the email we're going to be reading from last night. So we'll have... Well, I know we're going to be hearing from some of the 1080 girls today. I know that Rob at some point will be sleeping it off and getting a hold of us. Probably Trey Yant will be calling as well. So we'll be recapping it all day. Here's Tim Riley in the KFGK newsroom.
Oh, and special thanks on a personal note to former 1080 girl Michael and her significant other who treated me to dinner last
Michael
night.
Michael and Floyd.
Yeah, Michael
there.
And Floyd. Yeah. And they treated me to dinner.
Apparently, I did not see them, but apparently former 1080 girl, we had a bunch of, all our Hall of Fame 1080 girls were there in addition to the 6 new ones. Apparently Dina was there. Dina and her husband Tim was there.
I never saw Dina or Tim.
I never saw him either, but I know a couple people that did. Apparently she looked hot, like she's, you know, like she's capable of looking anything else. So can I just say, Tim, I say this with the greatest of respect for your relationship. You could dip that girl in an acid bath, and she would still be hot. You know, I can say that now because she's sort of a Hall of Fame 1080 girl, so I don't feel like I'm, you know, have any sort of a working relationship.
Not crossing that line.
Not crossing the line. I'm just saying, you seriously, you could just, she could be set upon by fire ants for a week and a half, and she would still be like the hottest thing ever. So, but I didn't get to see her or him last night. They were kind of lost in the swirling morass of people. All right. So 503-250-1080 in Portland or 1-800-727-5955. Coming up later on today, we got the top five coming up, as well as Oregonian TV critic Peter Carlin going to be with us. But at the meantime, our man in Los Angeles, just any second now we've lost him. Have we lost him now? Yeah, we've got nothing. Well, we had our man in Los Angeles.
I could read a little story to help fill some time.
Maybe he's been burned to death. Maybe the phone just burned. In the meantime, in between time, we're gonna go to Ron in Sherwood. He's a full time listener.
Hey, Rick.
What's up, man? What do you got?
Dude, this is Colonel Sanders. I just want to say thank you for the schoolgirl sandwich.
Oh, there was a guy dressed like Colonel Sanders in the back, and you were there with you were there with a girl, right?
I was there with two.
That's right. And you were there with a girl who was dressed as a schoolgirl. Yeah, were there with another girl. There was a bunch of schoolgirls in addition to the 1080 girls. last night. And one of them was with you, and you were like 9 feet tall.
Yeah.
And so if you saw a guy, white coat towards the back, like 9 feet tall with a hot school girl, that was you.
Oh, and then Sam, she looks so much better in person than she does on the pictures.
Well, we're doing the pictures we took here. People will be saying that. They're like, it's like, you know, those pictures of Sarah, which we know made her look
good. Looking for a linebacker, you know, and here comes this little... Sprite of a girl, I'm going, oh, yeah, that
well,
works.
Well, the thing about the pictures is we have, I mean, we don't have any, you know, we have a professional. All the people who normally do all this stuff are over in our other building, so we go to take pictures here. It's basically just us and, like an off-the-shelf camera against, sure. like, a bad wall with fluorescent lighting. Yep. The girls still look hot in the pictures, but, yeah, in person, man,
oh,
they were just,
God.
They're scorching. I mean, Sam, yeah, she's a knockout, man. There's no two ways about
so
it.
So I just want to say thank you to Sam and Jill. And if you'd pass a message on to Sam, if she ever wants anybody to... connect her freckles with a pen that writes in whipped cream, I'd be more than happy to help her.
That's just wrong. It's wrong on all kinds of levels. All right, there you go. That's the kind of smooth talk that always works. There's Ron. Welcome now. Jesus Christ. What is wrong with our audience? CNN radio correspondent. Turning into Gary Baumgarten.
Gary Baumgarten.
Our man in Los Angeles, CNN radio correspondent Jim Roop. How are you, brother?
I'm well, sir. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing okay today.
Yeah, I bet you are.
I'm doing okay. My voice is...
How'd it go last night?
How did it go last night?
I guess I shouldn't ask, huh?
It's a long and complex answer to that question. I think, first of all, the condition of my voice is probably the first giveaway to how it went last
all
night.
All right.
It was the best of times, it was the worst of times. We'll just put it that way. But, I know we were trying to get you to come up to the listener party last night. I'll tell you what, my brother, between you and me, it's probably best that you wait to come to the next one.
That's good.
I think if we tried to put one more person in there, like full on, it would have been like Oakland, full on looting and burning. And you've had enough of that the last year as a while, probably. So.
Yeah, man.
So in San Diego County alone, now they're saying 1,700 houses are gone.
Yeah.
What is the latest?
2,800 total.
2,800 total, and I heard there's a new, I forget it, I don't have it in front of me, but there's another neighborhood now that's being menaced, another area, it's Bear County, Bear Creek?
Big Bear.
What's going on there?
Yeah, that's one of the mountain resort areas. It's just, you know, the fire has laid down because of the moisture and the cooler temperatures. However, they're calling this a sleeping giant. Basically saying, don't be fooled by Mother Nature. This fire is still raging out here, and even though it's sort of smoldering, when the temperatures pick up again and the winds kick up again, it's going to start spreading again. So they're starting to cut this 30-mile-long fire line. That's how big this thing is. 30 miles long around this resort. They're going to cut this fire line to try and contain this fire.
And I think this, right now, I mean, it's been going for so long, we've kind of lost track of some of this stuff. But these were how many separate fires to begin
10.
With?
10. There were 10. I think they're down to 7 or 9 now.
Okay, so there was 10 separate fires that started.
Two of them have merged.
Were they all arson? Were some of them lightning? How did they all start?
Well, the Cedar Fire, the biggest one, the deadliest one in San Diego, that was started by some lost hunter who started a signal flare.
Right.
So that's that one. And then there are a few other ones. I think all of them, with the exception of that one, are considered arson fires. At least they're being suspected of being arson because they've ruled out all the other natural elements like lightning strikes and things like that. So, like I say, they have the one composite sketch of a suspect, and they're looking for others, and they're asking people who have seen anything suspicious, please, you know, contact law enforcement, blah, blah, blah.
I think it's probably Saddam. I think we should probably go invade Iraq again.
Well, that's, you know, not the first person who mentioned terrorism in this thing, you know, but I don't know.
Yeah, except that I'm kidding.
Yeah, I think it's a little far-fetched.
Yeah, and so we are, I mean, God, I can't even imagine how many people are being impacted.
Well, there's 100,000 people displaced, 100,000 people now, either living at the evacuation centers or at somebody else's house or neighbors or relatives or hotels. 100,000 people, man, that's huge. And the area burned is bigger than twice the size of Los Angeles. It's huge, 750,000 acres, you know, more than 1,100 square miles. It's just tremendously huge.
And so...
more huger than before.
There's that patented CNN lexicon. Well, Matt and I were talking about this. We were talking about people who have insurance money coming. What if your house burned down last week, when are you going to get the money to get a new house, do you think? There we go. Okay, there we go. And the insurance industry has intervened in that phone call, by the way. All right, well, there you go. All right, there you go.
That was scary.
CNN radio correspondence like the end of Bullworth or something. Jesus. We've got this from Dave. Rick, when will we get to see pictures from last night? Hey, I have no idea.
I talked to Michael Hacker last night, the guy that was doing all of our official photography. He said that he would get everything dumped to disk for us, hopefully by today at the outside sometime this weekend. So they should be available and up on the web no later than Monday.
All right. So we'll be kind of going through this weekend. A lot of duplicates, a lot of things we are going to use. So we'll get to this. And then he signed it, Wish I Was There, Dave Miller. Maybe I shouldn't read that because he works at another radio station. Sorry about that. Anyway, so Wish I Was There. Yeah, the number, seriously, if all the people that are saying they wish they had been there, I mean, it would have spilled out into the street and it would have just been like the end of Blazing Saddles.
We could have just put them on the guest list, couldn't we?
I don't ever want to hear the words guest list again. Ever. Not ever. All right, it's 503-250-1080 in Portland or 1-800-727-5955. It's the Rick Emerson Show on Hot Talk today at KOTK. Coming up later on, we got a clown watch. Also, hey, there was a great clown there last night, man. Booyah. Best clown ever. We're going to talk about that later. Today's top five moments you missed from last night, and Jolie from the front desk, as well as Peter Carlin. Stay there. We'll be back at Hot Talk today at KOTK. Is the Beastie Boys.
Emerson, only on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
Call now to join us, 503-250-1080 or 1-800-727-5955. Rick Emerson, only from Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
Oh, my head. All right. So, Rick Emerson Show. Hot Talk Kennedy KFTK. It's Friday. Coming up later on, we got the Peter Carlin from the Oregonian and a clown watch. We got an incoming transmission from one of our 1080 girls. We'll get to that here in just a second. Hey, did y'all see Aaron Geek in the city last night?
I did.
Green makeup, big horns. Coming as a character from Angel, the series. A much underrepresented program, by the way, when it comes to Halloween costumes. In any event, I had a thing I was going to say, but now it's gone because my brain is just filled with cotton today. Here's Tim Riley in the KOTK newsroom.
Well, former Iraqi dictator Saddam Hussein is believed to be behind the attacks launched against U.S. and coalition forces in Iraq. Donald Rumsfeld says something must be done about this problem.
The fact that he's alive is unhelpful, and let there be no doubt. We do need to catch him, and I think we will. When? I don't know. But we're going to win this, and we're going to stay there and get the job done and do it right.
There's something a little bit strange. It seemed like an innocent gesture by Katie Couric, but Matt Lauer didn't take it that way. Couric was dressed as Mary Poppins for the Today Halloween show, offering Lauer a giant spoonful of sugar in reference to the Mary Poppins song, but it reminded Lauer of the front page story of the National Enquirer about a guy who claims to have supplied him with cocaine. So when Couric shoved the spoonful of white powder in Lauer's face, he said, "Be careful of that. It's bad timing."
I'm sorry, what? I just missed this entire story.
I was distracted
by a thing.
A thing?
Yeah.
Well, somebody shoved a spoonful of sugar in Matt Lauer's face.
When?
This morning on the Today Halloween show.
Is that because of that Enquirer article?
Well, no, it was an innocent thing. It was part of the Mary Poppins song because Katie Couric dressed
up
as Mary Poppins.
Okay.
It just didn't go over right.
All right.
Say, here's a bizarre story that doesn't have anything to do with Halloween. A New York area commuter train, or I should say the commuter railroad, might seek compensation from a New York City man who backed up service for thousands of people when he dropped his cell phone into the train's toilet. 41-year-old Edward Gillette of the Bronx got his hand and arm stuck in the toilet
while trying to retrieve the phone during rush hour.
Ultimately, this train had to stop at Fordham. We had to have emergency crews there who had to literally tear apart the entire bathroom, the doors, part of the walls.
So they had to use a blowtorch to get his arm out of the stainless steel commode. This is during the 90-minute rescue. Many other trains had to be rerouted, delaying the ride home for thousands of passengers. The mishap could end up costing thousands of dollars, and repairs to the bathroom could take days. North train spokesman Dan Brucker said the mishap caused terrible delays for everyone.
In order to try to accommodate them, we had to pull out additional trains and crews. So this one event with that cell phone going down the toilet with it was our evening commute.
You know, when God put your cell phone down the toilet, he's trying to tell you something. There's a message there. Subject on this email, you guys are my heroes. First of all, you are my heroes, he says again. The luckiest man alive, you are Rick. I am Rick. I don't understand. Anyway, then he says something on hot women. Oh, it's because we have the 1080 girls. Wow, your 1080 girls are extra tasty this time. Wish I could have been at the party, but the man kept me down. Brother, I know how you feel. Really? Let me just tell you. As somebody who was at the party last night, I know what it's like to have the man keep you down. Damn him, he says. Damn the man. I'm with you, my friend. Thanks for a great show. Ben, if you need 1080 boys, again with the 1080 boys. If you need 1080 boys for your next party, sign me up. All right, there you go. There's Ben. Here's Tim Riley in the KOTK newsroom.
More Halloween stories here. A Maine high school student has been charged with reckless conduct, aggravated assault, and arson after allegedly setting a fellow student's Halloween costume on fire during an assembly. Police were calling the incident a prank gone horrifically wrong. The 14-year-old victim, suffering severe burns, was airlifted to a Boston hospital. His condition apparently is satisfactory. The Ellsworth High School classmate is accused of setting the victim's army sniper costume on fire with a lighter after allegedly saying, quote, "I wonder if this will burn." The costume was made of leaves and grass-like material.
I think he's was the guy in a full-on ghillie suit?
But, I mean, that's funny on a lot of levels at once. First of all, if something's made out of leaves and what? Leaves and what?
Sticks.
Okay. I wonder if leaves and sticks will burn. Jesus, it's not like you have to convene, you know, the National Astrophysicists Association to tell you about that or something. I think the conflagratory properties of leaves and sticks are pretty well known to, you know, like two-year-olds. The best part is the, I wonder if this will burn. That's great. Hey, did you see that guy, did you see Amanda from OMSI last night?
I did not, no.
Amanda, she came as I think it was like an insect of some kind. Was it an ant or a spider or something? But her boyfriend was there, and he came as Gulliver, and so he had like little people, Lilliputians, you might say, all over him. He had like a bunch of little tiny figures of people taped all over. He didn't have ropes on him. That was the only thing he was missing. But he came as Gulliver. It was like the greatest thing ever. I mean, I've never ever seen anybody dressed as Gulliver before. It's completely groundbreaking. All right, so he set the guy on fire.
So now people say this 15-year-old prankster is remorseful and told them he never intended to hurt anyone.
When he said, let's see if this will burn.
Right, you know
okay.
What kids are.
Yeah.
The Nature Conservancy is using Halloween to begin a publicity campaign for the Ozark big-eared bat. Conservatory officials in Oklahoma say they want you to know that bat is not a nightmarish, neck-biting creature. It does a lot of good. For instance, the bat is the only animal that can effectively pollinate the agave plant. Whatever that is. They say without the agave plant, there would not be any such thing as tequila. And without tequila, there would be no margaritas. Bats also help control the mosquito and moth population. Bats, let's see. Oh, they can eat 160 pounds of insects a day. Imagine that. Every night. The Ozark big-eared bat makes its home in parts of Oklahoma, Arkansas, and Missouri. So if you happen to see one on tour, leave them alone.
I'm all for bats. Bats are really cool. Let's see, we got this. Rick, based solely on the texture and delivery of your melodic voice today, I am sure the party last night was a success. Any chance that George W. will be looking for you and your team to handle morale upgrades for our boys in the Middle East? Seriously, they ought to send us to run... What was it that... What the hell was the USO sending over there a couple months ago that we thought was so ridiculous? It was like Ashton Kutcher or somebody. Love conquers more than bullets, and clear liquor doesn't give hangovers. F. Matt with a pureed pumpkin vodka martini.
This F. Matt is brought to you by EditHere.com.
All right, there you go. That's Jeff in the yellow. Let's get Josh on the cell phone here on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK. What's up?
Hey, I was just calling about the listener party.
Yes.
Personally, I liked how the haves and the have-nots were separated by ropes and security guards.
Yeah, it was, we had sort of a caste system that kind of came into effect out of nowhere last night.
Kind of like the alphas and the epsilons in Brave New World.
Seriously, I've no...
Next time there'll be a large moat.
Yeah, the next thing we'll just have small cells, small airless, windowless rooms for the people in the back. That'll be the logical extension of what we were doing last night, Jesus.
My next question is, did the guy in the kissing booth get any action?
Hey, Sarah, you want to handle
that
one?
Yeah, that was Paul from Dry Crooks. I thought I saw him sucking face with some chick, but I'm not sure.
I think it's a strong leg. He's in a kissing booth. I mean, of course.
And he's a good-looking guy, so I don't think he,
good-looking, and he's in a band.
It's true.
He's in a band. He's in a great band. By the way, speaking of the Dry County Crooks, their CD release party, which you really should go to, is Saturday, Mount Tabor, 4811 Southeast Hawthorne, with Silver Dagger and the Rich McCulley Band, who no one has ever heard of. But the reason you should go, I've never heard of them, have you?
Maybe it's a very special
guest.
Well,
you can't clump it to say that nobody's heard of them. I bet somebody
loves Rich McCulley's. I'm sure Mr. and Mrs. McCulley are very proud of them. but I'm sure they're fine. But I'm saying the reason you want to go is Dry County Crooks. CD release party, that's tomorrow at Mount Tabor. Those are the guys that do the new version of the Snuff Watch. So, yeah, I'm sure that he was getting some... There was a lot of really seemingly random kissing going on last night. There was just... At some point, it really devolved into some softcore swingers party last night, I think, for big sections of the crowd. At least it seemed that way to my eyes.
I saw much groping up
there. Yeah, I was just kind of standing out there looking around, and it was like you were in some sort of bizarre nudist colony or something.
Well, I think part of it was that no one would know if they'd ever see anyone again. If you just say, I'm taking a bathroom break, chances are you might not see the same person. They just disappear into the abyss.
Exactly. I'm going to step outside to my car for a minute.
I'll be right back.
I'll be right back. Yeah, saying I'll be right back at the party last night was like saying I'll be right back in a horror movie. I'll be right back. I'm sure I'll be able to get in without any problems. It's the Rick Emerson Show. We'll be back. Here's Ice Cube.
Live from Portland, only on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.